The day before yesterday, I finished a 4-day murder trial in my court. And though everyone who testified in that murder trial swore to tell the truth, there were vastly different stories that were told during that trial. There were a number of witnesses who told the story of pettiness and anger and shooting to kill, shooting a man through the neck, severing his artery, the blood was spurting out on everything. And then there was the defendant himself and some of his witnesses who told a story of self-defense, having come to make peace and ended up in having to defend himself. And the jury had to sort that out and come to a decision, and they did. They found the man guilty. A number of the jurors were crying because of the difficulty of the decision, the gravity of the decision. And I have to tell you, there's no perfect truth in an earthly court. But I want you to understand, we will all one day stand before an omniscient judge. A judge who does not have to have witnesses come and stand before him to tell what happened. We hear people tell us sometimes that may go through a really serious trauma, like an automobile accident or a serious fall or something like that, that their life passes before them. Every detail of their life passes before them. Now, if our memory can store up all those details of our lives and play them before us, imagine what God's memory would store up. I expect we'll see something like a movie of our life, but a movie that's complete, that shows every motivation of every act. That movie will show every resentful, jealous, prideful, envious, lustful, vindictive, complaining motive of your life laid before you. Can you imagine someone showed a movie like that of your life right here and now? How humiliated I would be, how humiliated you would be if someone saw every detail about your life in the way that God knows every detail about your life. Folks, if we're judged by our merits, we are without hope to escape God's perfect judgment, God's omniscient judgment. I'm going to ask you now to lay aside whatever else is on your mind, whatever else you're thinking about what's going to happen after church or what else, how you're feeling now. And I want you to hear a message from God. I want to read this message to you, and then I want you to let it profoundly sink down into your understanding in the silence which follows my reading. Hear me now. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now hear this. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Almighty God, we thank you for your unparalleled grace, for the profound mystery in which you ordained that your beloved Son, the Son whom you loved, the Son who knew no sin, would become sin for us, so that we could stand before you in his righteousness instead of our own corruption. May we never forget how much we need Christ. In his precious name, amen.